Welcome to the Rotary Report, and we're discussing today what you all are discussing out there, what everybody's talking about, and that's Donald Sterling. I just got done listening to the audio from TMZ Sports. I posted it on my Twitter account, at the Kenny Rota, if you want to go listen to it. It's like 9 minutes long, and you listen to this audio recording between Donald Sterling and his girlfriend, and you sit there and you kind of shake your head, and you go, is this for real? Is this really happening? Is this scripted? Is this edited together? I mean, it's so bizarre and also disturbing and disgusting at the same time. And Donald Sterling has admitted to Adam Silver that, yes, that's my voice on the audio recording. And so Adam Silver did what he had to do and really what he could only do. And that was ban Donald Sterling for life from the Clippers and from the NBA, fine him the maximum amount they could fine him based on their bylaws, which was $2.5 million, and ask the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team. The owners have the authority, and this is the part of the bylaws, they have the authority to vote Donald Sterling out subject to a three-quarters vote of the ownership group. And hopefully they will do that. It sounds like they will based on the Twitter responses that I've seen from some owners and some teams around the league. So the sooner that happens, the better, because there's no place in this world for bigots and racists. Yet, as disturbing as it is, we're finding out they still exist and the battle continues against them. And again, I listened to that and I'm like, is this guy for real? But then again, the generation that he grew up in, maybe that's the way he was raised and he was taught that and he believes that and it's wrong and he's never going to change, but it finally caught up with him. He's been taken to task a number of times in the past and has avoided lawsuits, and this time the evidence was too overwhelming, in my opinion, for him to skate free. And Adam Silver brought the hammer down on Donald Sterling, and now the owners have the opportunity to do the same and get rid of this guy, kick his ass out of the NBA, let him go enjoy his bigoted money and his racist money somewhere else, but not in the NBA. And so for me, I applaud Adam Silver for 3 months on the job as the commissioner to have to deal with something like this. He handled it as well as any commissioner could have handled it. He acted swiftly, and in my opinion, he acted correctly with his decision. And the way he handled that press conference today, from his opening statement to all the questions that he had to answer, outstanding job by Adam Silver. Yes, it does bring into question, we as Americans with, you know, our rights, that if we're in private and somebody records something, should it be allowed to be used against us? And in this case, it really was the evidence that brought Donald Sterling to his knees in the NBA and will be on his way out the door. And yes, it's a slippery slope. And I'm sure we've all said things in private to people we thought were our friends that maybe weren't the most politically correct thing to say. So you better watch what you say. But if you say it enough, it's about who you truly are. You may slip up once or question something that could be used against you, then that's understandable, because there is no perfect human being out there. But if it's something that continually is part of your vocabulary and your daily beliefs and the way you'll go about living your life, like it sounds like it is with Donald Sterling, then that's where, you know what, as much as I don't like how this girl went about her business in recording this and then going to TMZ and throwing it out there, it was shocking evidence to show what type of a man Donald Sterling really is. Is she any better than he is for some of the comments she made on that tape, if you really listen to it? No, not really. And using it this way, maybe as revenge or to get back at him or his wife or whatever? No. So she's not a great human being either. But to hear him say the things that he said was extremely disturbing. So watch what you say. And you never know when you're going to be recorded and who's out there recording things. But if you're true to yourself and your values and your belief, then you shouldn't be worried about what you're saying because of how you're living your life, if you're living it the right way. So Donald Sterling on the way out. Good move by Adam Silver and the NBA owners. Get this thing done. The sooner it's over and done with, the better for the NBA and for everybody. And hopefully another negative situation can turn into a positive one throughout the NBA and in America as we continue to battle bigots and racism throughout this country. It has improved, but there is still room for more improvement. It will never go away, but the more we can battle this and the more we can get rid of people like Donald Sterling from being a public figure and benefiting from this, the better off we all are. There's your Rotary Report. As always, C-Town, keep it real, and thanks for listening in on KennyRota.com and following me on Twitter at TheKennyRota. We've got some exciting things coming up on the webpage. Again, www.KennyRota.com. Look for video podcast, audio podcast. We'll have blogs, Rota ratings, Rota reports, all that good stuff coming your way. So until next time, C-Town, as always, again, keep it real.